Currently, we are sorting ourselves. Now, I'm told the government is mopping up seeds that were produced with some specialized entities. Some people were contracted to produce foundation seed and also certified seed. They have done that. So government is trying to mop them up so that they can give them to seed producers and also to farmers. And I'm told this year they are realigning it to make sure that farmers patronize the seed government will be giving. They are saying that each farmer will be entitled to 5 acres and then also fertilizer for the 5 acres. And then the other farmers who will go beyond 5 acres, then they can buy the seed from the open market. So currently, I know farmers are preparing to purchase seed and also start with their land preparations, as in most parts of northern Ghana, people have already started plowing their fields. So for now, I think that is what is going on. I think this year we'll do very well in the seed compared to last year. I don't think we'll have...
Now, if you are talking about realignment and giving opportunity for seed producers to produce it, do we have a lot of seed producers in the country? I thought it is only the Seed and Monuments Board and then CSIR that are involved in seed production.
Oh, no. CSIR is involved only at two levels. We have about three classes of seed. We have the breeder seed, which the CSIR salary and crop research. Then after the breeder seed, we give some to some specialized seed companies, and also some group of private seed producers have been contracted by the government. So they too, we give some of the materials to them and monitor them to produce foundation seed. Then we have the seed companies also there who can produce certified seed, and then Seed Producers Association of Ghana, we call them Seed Pack, under the broader umbrella of NASDAQ, National Seed Trade Association of Ghana. So we have several people who produce seed, not just CSIR institutions.
Dr. Canton asks government to do all it can to seal every leakage in the supply and smuggling of subsidized fertilizer before and after the farming season.
Some farmers last year picked this input, that's fertilizer and seed, and the arrangement was for you pay 50%, and after harvest and sales, you pay the other 50%, either in cash or in kind, which to me was the best anyway. At least it helps farmers who may not have the cash to pay outright and are serious farmers. But here we go. There are some people that are always recalcitrant. They are not honest. Then they put the remaining larger population of farmers into problem. But I would have wished that the government runs it along those lines so that the farmers will later pay back in kind or in cash after they have harvested. But because of some unscrupulous farmers who don't want to pay, even though they have harvested, it puts government into a difficult position because that money should not be free. People should pay for it. We should ensure that we close up all leakages in the fertilizer smuggling business so that now that government is going to limit it, I think that it will help us to reduce fertilizer smuggling out of our borders significantly. That has always been the biggest challenge. Sealing leakages in the fertilizer movement outside our borders. Every effort, everything should be done to seal that so that we save government hard won foreign exchange from going to benefit our neighbors wrongly.
You had a senior research scientist, Dr. Roger Canton.